Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is April Halliburton, Offer HR and Business Solutions. Happy Talk About It Thursday. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Offer on the Air with Offer HR Biz. Forgive I'm still fighting this cold thing, but I am so glad to be here. Sorry I missed everyone last week, but I'm on the tail end of this whatever cold thing. But it is Talk About It Thursday, and November is Performance Management Month. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. For those of you that are new, Offer HR and Business Solutions has been in business since 2009. We have three divisions. We have a virtual human resource management division that manages companies from 2 to 39 employees. We also have a call center division, and we have a recruiting division. We are looking for some positions we're filling. We have a full-time remote customer service professional position working from home. That's a great position for those that want to work from home. Flexible schedules, you work your own schedule. You can apply at offerhr.net/jobboard for that position. We are also looking for an in-house part-time marketing intern. So if you are looking for a position, give us a call. You can apply for both of those positions right on the website. Again, we are a virtual human resource management company. Our goal is to make your HR more effective, more efficient. Remember that business can be like a circus, so don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Again, happy Talk About It Thursday. Welcome to the show. We have some great information going on. I hope you've had a chance to catch our tidbits, our performance management tidbits that Ellie the Elephant has been sharing all month. We are so looking forward to finishing up the month, and we're also, we're not winding down. Remember, we're winding up for 2018. I wish it was 2013, but no, we're moving forward. So we have some great tips on getting ready for 2018. Let me know if you are looking to, I'm sure you've updated your employee handbook. Come on, folks. It's almost the end of the year. But if you haven't, you still have plenty of time. If you're looking to update your handbook, give us a call. Your onboarding program, employee engagement. We're doing a lot of things. We're revving up for 2018. And so we want to have our HR prepared so that when you do, when you come off for that Christmas vacation, you don't have to worry about what's done because you already have everything in place. We're filling some positions. We're still looking for some salespeople that are in the Southfield area. That is a great position, a great opportunity to advance, great compensation. If you're looking for a position, a sales position, you have experience with health and benefits, you can send your resume to employment@offerhr.net. and we will reach out to you. And we see if you're a good fit for our client. So we're still filling that position. And again, don't forget our remote position, the remote customer service position. Don't forget that one. If you want to work from home, that's a good one. And again, we're still looking for our intern, the in-house intern. Welcome to Talk About It Thursday, and welcome to the show. We're looking for an industrial maintenance manager in Arkansas. Again, we fill positions all over. We're all over the United States, so if you're looking for a position or you know someone that's looking for a position, let us know. And perhaps we can help you out with that. Let's see what we have going on here. So performance management money, or November is performance management month. And so that's our focus all month here. We're so excited to help you, give you information to help you get your, if you don't have a performance management, November is performance management month at All for HR and Business Solutions. And we are so happy to have you on the show with us. So let's talk performance management, folks. Let's talk about performance management. I want to know how many HR professionals or business professional or HR professionals or business owners that handle, let's say, professionals that handle HR, whether you're a business or a business owner and you're handling it yourself, or whether you are an HR professional, or HR manager, how many of you do a appraisal once a year, and then that's it every year? How many do quarterly, or even halfway? Because it's important that you keep you not only give your employees feedback on the annual review, but you know, during the year as well. You don't want to only talk to your employees when things are not going satisfactory, but when things are going well, when things are going well. And so some things to keep in mind is that a performance appraisal and a performance management system, they differ. And so the performance management system is comprised of just not a appraisal. It's comprised of the job descriptions, performance standards, the ongoing feedback, and it's linked, you know, to your organizational goals and the type of reward system that you have in place. So it's not just that one thing, just that appraisal. We do the appraisal, and you get a raise, or you don't get a raise, or you get some kind of raise, or you know, you get, you know, a some kind of a recognition, you know, but you want to give feedback and appreciate your employees, you know, throughout the year. The performance management system, it helps to clarify the job responsibilities and the expectations along with improving productivity. The performance management system, it encourages employees, their development, and it drives their behavior and their performance. And it aligns with the business's core values and their strategies. It actually puts a sound basis for your reward system. So now let's talk a little bit about what kind of reward systems or what are employees expecting from what the employers are expecting from their employees throughout the performance management system, and vice versa. Okay, and so you're looking for feedback as to you want to know as an employer, are you getting good feedback? Are you getting any feedback from your employees with regard to things in the job, in the organization? So you're looking at job tasks, the responsibilities that your employees are doing, are they being completed efficiently in a timely manner? Are you noticing that you're not getting feedback, that you're doing the employee or the appraisals and that's it, you don't hear anything else? So with regard to employees that are, say, high potential employees, are you only getting feedback from them? Because what you want to do is you want to develop your employees. A lot of employees get into their positions and they stay in doing the same things. You want to encourage growth. That is a key way of doing of creating dialogue with your employees, you know, not only talking about just the job, but just finding out about that person, you know, finding out outside of what's on their resume, what kind of skills they have. And if they're already in a employee who is doing well, it's also a good time for you to perhaps put them on a project or put them on a team where they're working on a project, say, assessing employee engagement or assessing customer service, you know, the level of customer service, and perhaps you've received a string of complaints through your customer service. So you want to, you know, from your customers, so you want to find out what exactly is going on in that area of your business with those employees. So you may want to assign a team, you know, that's going to that you put together a plan with, and you can evaluate the level of service that's being given to your customers. So when you see employees that have great reviews and you see that they are doing well, and they may need a little, you may think, okay, let me offer them a little bit more challenge in their position. That's giving them, showing them that you are appreciative of their hard work, and so you're giving them more responsibility. So the performance management system is not just the appraisal. It's how a certain job, the job descriptions, the responsibilities, and the tasks that are in a certain position are being carried out. If they're being carried out efficiently, if you may see maybe one person in this position and this person didn't work out, so you change their position, you put someone else in that position, but that person is still, that second person is still, they're having problems with that position as well. Okay, so then you want to assess the job description and make sure that you are putting people in those, in that position that are qualified, and you don't want to find out that there's a problem with the position next year at appraisal time. Okay, so you don't want to do appraisal and then, okay, is this problem, this problem, this problem, and then you do anything about it, and then the next year, you know, you need to make changes to that position or change that person. But you also have to monitor and evaluate that position and that person in that position to find out, you know, has there been changes? Are they still experiencing problems in that position? So it is Talk About It Thursday at All for HR and Business Solutions, and I thank you all for listening to me and joining the show and joining me and my We're talking about performance management all month, and we've had great feedback. I want you to, if you have questions about your performance management system, shoot us an email, offerhr.net, or you can go and do live chat on the web, on the website at offerhr.net. And we'd be happy to answer any questions. We have a great, actually a very excellent appraisal system, checklist, performance appraisal system, I'm sorry, checklist that I'm sure you'll enjoy and you'll get some great feedback. It actually asks questions that make you really think about what, exactly what components of your HR are you assessing, and how the performance, how the performance is with regard to your employees. You know, it asks questions about you know, does your system, performance management system, evaluate attendance and the quality of work, quantity of work, the ability to supervise others, and the ability to evaluate others. It asks questions about, is your professional performance appraisal or management system reviewed for possible unlawful discrimination, or are records maintained regarding your performance management, your appraisals, and are you keeping them up for the right length of time? Do you have stated goals for your performance appraisal management system? And are those goals shared with your employees? You know, do you analyze whether your performance appraisal system compensates employees adequately, recognizes employees for good performance, reduces turnover? So it's a great checklist. It talks about policies and our performance appraisals used to determine eligibility for promotions or transfers or pay increases. And so, you know, it's a great checklist, and we've actually been sending that out all month, and as a matter of fact, I just resent it out again. And if you don't, if you you know, if you have not received a copy, you want a copy of it, again, you can go to the web, go to email me, offerhr@offerhr.net, or you can go on the website. There's so many ways that we're accessible to you, for you. Again, we want to thank you for being on the show with us and joining us on this Talk About It Thursday, as we are getting closer and closer and closer to it has been, it's been great, and we're looking forward to getting ready for 2018. Okay, so there you go, everyone. So if you haven't received that checklist, it's coming to you right there, or you can click right on the website, on the desk of All for HR. And the checklist is right there. All you do is click on it, and it'll download for you. And so, again, with the performance management, there's many different a few different ways that I'm still doing a couple things. Just give me 1 second. I want to get this out here, and I want to tell everyone they can go on the website, or there we go. And so, again, we're looking at the benefits of performance management. Our blog for tomorrow talks about 7 undeniable ways to undeniable reasons to love performance management. And so the benefits of performance management is, again, the goal setting and revising, and that sets a clear understanding and the expectations of your employees. Management and coaching. So again, the performance management system is a great way for you to, lay the foundation for promoting employees, giving them more responsibility, which is always a wonderful thing. It's a good way to empower and engage your workforce. And it increases the focus of driving business results. Excuse me. So performance management is something, is definitely a component of your HR that you don't want to shy away from. You definitely don't want to shy away from. So you definitely don't want to try to shy away from your performance management system. You want to make sure that you are reaching you're succeeding in in building your workforce, developing your employees, so that when you see that someone needs help. Again, you're not just finding it out that one, during the annual appraisal time, but that you're finding, you're getting feedback more than just more than just once a year, and that's very important. And so we talk about the some different performance evaluations, and so there are four different evaluations. One is a numerical rating scale. The other is objective based, and the 360 degree appraisal, and then the critical incidence. So the numerical rating scale benefits because a business, it can customize their system to rate whatever employee traits or characteristics it deems important. Hence, again, when I was speaking about the checklist that we're giving away free this month. And so that one is, you can rate it one to five or zero, one to five or one to 10, with the lower numbers being unsatisfactory and the higher numbers being satisfactory. And in that regard, the employers can use tangible data to determine if an employee's performance is poor, average, or good or great. Now, there's also an objective-based employee appraisal system, and it's another clear-cut way to track progress. The objective-based evaluation, the employer and the employee agree on specific goals the employee will meet, and then they implement that with a deadline. If the employee meets the objective, then it speaks highly of them, and vice versa. And it's a practical way to monitor the overall success of employees. I think for them, there's the 360 degree, which more so the 360 degree gathers feedback, and it's from you receive feedback from the managers, the coworkers, customers, and even the vendors in some cases. And the more information that's collected, the more accurate the performance review becomes, and the more pictures, the picture of their performance comes into view. This one, the 360 degree, is kind of time-consuming compared to the objective base and the numerical rating. But employers prefer it because of the unbiased data they receive from different points, as opposed to just receiving feedback from the employee. And there's a critical incidence evaluation method, and it involves identifying specific events or incidents, where the employee has done things really well, and or require improvement. So in this instance, for example, you might record an incident where an employee really shined in a stressful situation, and they exceeded the expectations. You might also record a serious mistake an employee made, where is that certain incidents rate, or how they rate, is what I'm saying. Okay, and so, you want to identify the best one that's for your business. And implement it in place. And if that one doesn't work, then, you know, if, again, then you are always free to find something, because you want to find what works better with your, for your organization. You know, what may work well for another organization may not work well for yours. So you want to keep that in mind. I think we spoke a couple of weeks ago on the management scale, on the performance management cycle, which is the planning, and the in your performance management planning phase. You want to make sure you, when you're putting that together, that you're not just putting together a cookie cutter plan for all departments. So what may be, what is good for, say, the finance department is not good, is not going to be applicable for the marketing department, if that makes sense. So you want to keep that in, you want to keep that in mind. It is Performance Management Month at All for HR and Business Solutions. Happy Talk About It Thursday. We want to welcome you to the show. Thank you so much for hanging in here with me. And I want your, I'm waiting on your calls. You can call in with your performance management questions, and that number is 323-870-4359. So if you want to call in with your questions, we'd be so happy to ask to answer your questions. And answer your performance management questions. Here I am multitasking again. And so, again, with the performance management system in, that you have in place, where you look, you're again looking for questions. Are you answering the questions that, the kind of questions that you're asking, is asking yourself about your organization? Is, you know, if your appraisal management system is written. And Is your system based on your the success of it? Are individuals responsible for their systems, for the system rewarded based on its success? So in other words, are your employees, the individuals that have, you know, put the place put the system together, are they rewarded based on the success of your employees, on whether they get, they're receiving promotions or identifying perhaps job descriptions that need to be reevaluated? So while it may seem like a lot, it really is worth it when you have that that place that's in place. It's worth it, absolutely. We have a free webinar coming up on the 29th And it's called How to Get the Best Out of Your Performance Management System. It's going to be a great free webinar. We want you to sign up. It's going to be midday, and we're excited about it. We're very, very, very excited about the how to get the best out of your performance management. Excuse me. Again, thank you for joining us. We're looking for our callers to call in with your performance management questions. The number again is excuse me. And so if you have a performance management management system in place. So what kind of thing, if you have one in place, how do you assess it? Well, we've provided you with a checklist which asks questions about your current system. If you want to implement a performance management system, we're going to cover that in our webinar on how to start from scratch and put a performance management system in place. And so our checklist asks several questions that really enables you to answer key questions about exactly what performance when you're talking about the qualities that are being evaluated, you know, from your employees, their work, their ability to supervise, their attendance. Those are the qualities. And then, the different the policies, do you have employees to do self appraisals? Or are supervisors trained to do appraisals, or do you just have one specific person or a team that's doing them? Do you have each department managers do their own? And if so, are they trained? That makes a big difference. That makes a huge difference when you're evaluating your system, because when appraisals are being completed, because if a manager is doing the appraisals and is not trained and don't know exactly what to look for or what questions to ask, that can, result in an ineffective appraisal for that employee. So in order to do that, you want to evaluate develop an evaluation form, kind of like the free one that we're giving out this month. Because the evaluations, they should be conducted fairly, consistently, and objectively, and they should also protect your employees' interests and protect your practice from legal liability. You want to identify performance measures. So if you say, for instance, you say performance measures, say it's a call center, the amount of calls coming in that are being answered, the amount of complaints, or the amount of great feedback that you're receiving on an employee. Excuse me. Those are things that you can measure. Okay, you want to set guidelines for your feedback, which is giving balanced key. You want to set guidelines, which is giving balanced feedback, outlining the expectations for improvement when improvement is needed, and by all means, encourage feedback from your employees. And you want to make sure you have created a disciplinary and termination procedure. We talk about that goes in line with your progressive discipline policy that you have in place. Verbal warnings, written warnings, terminations, and you want to set an evaluation schedule. These are things that you have to put in place so that you can things that you have to put in place before you actually, execute it, and make sure you have a schedule, set an evaluation schedule. You have to make sure it's reasonable. So whether it's 30 days or 60 days, don't want to do 1 week, 2 weeks, because then there's no time. Not enough time for to get ample feedback from your employees. So we have a few minutes for you still to call in. The number is 323-870-4359. I've enjoyed talking about performance management systems and appraisals. Again, we have on the 29th, we have the performance management system webinar, Getting the Best Out of Your Performance Management System. That's a free webinar we want you to join. And we're going to have a good time, some great feedback. Again, don't forget that we're winding up for 2018. We're getting our HR ready. And so some tidbits to help you get your HR ready. You want to review your company-wide salaries, perform the cost of living adjustment if it's necessary, Schedule and issue holiday bonuses. Prepare for the first payroll run of the new year. Confirm new year payroll schedule. Order W-2s and 1099s. And review employee wage tax and withholding information. You want to ensure employee classification compliance. Update your handbook. You've already did that. Here. Audit your personnel files for compliance. Make sure those I-9s, if you have I-9s that need to be updated, those are done. Research your state's city, new state and city labor laws. Distribute annual notices to employees, such as ERISA, and move terminated personnel files to storage, and ensure that everyone has completed their anti-harassment training for that year, and diversity training. What else do we have? Hiring. We talked about recruiting. We're going to touch on recruiting in early part of December because you know recruiting is one of the most challenging parts of human resource management. So we're going to really, on the first week of December, we're going to focus on recruiting tactics for the new year for you and make sure your job descriptions are set up. And so you want to review your hiring process. Check that onboarding, the onboarding feedback. If you have not done any assessed your onboarding, if you haven't assessed your onboarding, did a survey for it, if you've hired people on this year, you want know what kind of feedback you want to get feedback on how your new employees felt. Do you think is there anything they think you should change? Perhaps was the buddy that you assigned worked well? Did they receive the applicable amount of training? Things of that nature. Make sure you have your departments check staffing needs to plan for new hires. And create and update your succession plans. It's very important. You want to make sure those are updated before you need them. You don't want to have to update them just when you need them. And update job descriptions. So those are things to keep in mind. I hope you wrote those down. I truly hope you wrote those down. if you have didn't get a chance to write them down, you'll hear of them again, because December we're going to be rocking and rolling, getting your HR ready for 2018. Didn't I say rocking and rolling? We are not winding down. We are gearing up for 2018. We are getting ready for a spectacular HR 2018, and so we want to be ready. We want to make it as less stressed as possible, and we want to go into the year with our HR our employees happy and looking forward to spending another year with a great company, and we want to do our best to, you know, make these things work for you and your employees. So we are getting, we're getting ready, performance management. This is performance management month. At all for HR and Business Solutions, and I want to thank you all for joining us at Talk About It Thursday on the air with All for HR Biz, and got some great information. Hope you got our tidbits that Ellie has been sharing the whole month so far. She's been sending out performance management tips. But again, if you have some performance management questions or any HR questions, you can go on the web at offerhr.net. You can ask your questions directly. We have live chat. Also, you can send them to offerhr.net. Don't forget, we have that full-time remote customer service position. If you're looking to make a little extra money during the holidays or whatever the case may be, it's a great opportunity. You can go right to the website, offerhr.net, and click on job board, or is it job board? Job board. Employment Central. And you can apply right there. Just click on apply. You can go ahead and send us your resume, and someone will get right with you. And so what else we got going on pretty good here? So we're ready for, again, getting ready for 2018. We're having a great performance management month, and I'm looking forward to seeing you all at our free webinar. We got some great packages coming out through the end of the month. HR kits, onboarding kit is coming out in a week. It ran a little behind schedule, but it's coming right at you. And then our newsletter, absolutely. We want you to sign up for our newsletter. Go to offerhr.net, and as soon as you click on it, boom, it's going to say sign up for our newsletter. So you can sign up for our newsletter. We have great information, great, great, great HR information for small business owners. We love our small business owners. We love our nonprofit organizations and our small manufacturing companies. So, again, sign up for that newsletter. Like I said, offerhr.net. As soon as you sign up or you click on or you go to the website, boom, it's a page right there that says sign up. Put your information in, and then go look around and see what else is on there for you. We got information. Our blogs is on there. If you don't have an HR partner working with you, hey, hit us up. We'd be glad to help you. What else do we have going good today? So performance management, we want your questions. Please send your questions to offerhr.net or on the chat. I really like that chat thing on the website. I really like that. So you can send your questions on the chat, and we can answer your questions about performance management. And what else do we want to, again, our free webinar is coming up on the 29th of November. And we, again, are talking about performance management all month. And don't forget to sign up for our newsletter. We are also, we're still looking for a part-time intern, a part-time intern position, or that's in-house. So you can sign up on the web for that as well. We are looking for a couple positions that we're filling in different areas of the U.S. And so we're looking for an industrial manager in Vegas. And we're looking for also a maintenance supervisor in Las Vegas. So, again, if you are looking for someone in that area or looking for a position in an area, or you know someone that is looking for a position, they can forward us their email, their a resume at employment@allforhr.net, and we can see if they're meet with the qualifications of our client. It has been wonderful. It has been wonderful having everyone here with us on Talk About It Thursday, Performance Management Month. And I think we shared some great information about performance management. I certainly hope that we share some information that you can use. Don't forget to pick up that that checklist. You can get that right on the website. That's on the allforhr.net website. Under the desk, from the desk of Offer HR. So you can click on there, you can get your free checklist to assess your performance management. And so let's see, what else do we have going on? Unfortunately, we didn't get any callers today. We got to get you. You got to be calling in here and giving us your questions, because we love answering questions. We love HR. We love answering HR questions. Don't forget that we have that webinar coming up on the 29th of November, and we're excited about that. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook or off on Twitter at AllForHR, on Tumblr, AllForHR and Business Solutions, on Pinterest, AllForHR and Business Solutions. It has been great, everyone. Remember, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. We have enjoyed you, and we are looking forward. We won't be here on Thanksgiving now, just so you know. We're going to send you a Thanksgiving card, but we won't be here. We're going to be eating turkey with the family, too. So have a wonderful, safe holiday, everyone. And thanks again for joining us. Have a wonderful, wonderful HR day. Bye-bye, everyone.